So, I just read this piece from the financial engineer that basically argues the token is dead as a currency. Wildflower, you've always hated the token as a unit of measure, so I figured you'd love this.
I don't love it. I just find it predictable. We've been pretending the token is a stable, universal atom of value, but it's actually just convenient fiction for labs to hide their margins.
Right, but the author points out something actually sneaky here. Anthropic updated the tokenizer for Opus 4.7, and suddenly the same text produces 30% more tokens. The price per token stays the same, but your bill just jumps 30% for the exact same prompt.
Exactly. It's a stealth price hike. If you're a developer who just set a budget based on token counts, you're not buying a specific amount of intelligence or text anymore. You're just buying whatever the lab's current dictionary says a token is. It's completely arbitrary. And it gets worse when you look at open weights. Look at GLM 5.3 Flash on Ebius. You can have two different providers running the exact same model, producing the exact same tokens, but one is way cheaper because they optimize their kernels better. The token hasn't changed, but the cost make it has. The unit of value is decoupled from the cost of production.
See, that's where I get excited. To me, that's just the market maturing. It means the boring infrastructure we've talked about for months, the gateways and the routers, actually becomes the product. If the CEO of a company spending millions on agents sees that Nebius is crushing it on speed and cost, they aren't going to stay loyal to one API just because they started there.
Sure, but that just shifts the complexity. Now you need a routing layer to decide where the request goes based on the current spot price of a token. It's like we're building a high-frequency trading desk just to run a customer support bot.
Oh, come on. That's just good engineering. And look at the Dell numbers in the article. They're projecting inference demand to grow 87 times by 2030. If that's even half true, you can't just prompt and pray. You need a real financial strategy for your compute.
87 times is a wild number. I take that with a massive grain of salt. Dell sells the servers Talon. They have a vested interest in the world thinking we'll need a quadrillion more tokens.
Okay, maybe it's a bit hyped, but the direction is right. Inference is the actual bill now, not training. It's the difference between buying the oven and paying for the electricity every single day.
Right. I'll give you that. The marginal cost is the only thing that matters once you've shipped.
Exactly. And the coolest part of the piece was the bit about Fall and their H3 Max video model. They're generating 5-second videos in under 3 seconds. That's not just a speed boost, it's a new product category. You can actually do live, interactive streams now because the AI is faster than the viewer.
I saw that. The infamous slop stream. It's technically impressive, but it's still just slop, just delivered faster. It proves that speed can create a new X, but it doesn't necessarily create a new value proposition.
Stop it. The value is the live experience. That's a product win. It's the same thing we saw with the early days of gaming. Once the latency dropped, the whole genre changed. We're seeing that happen for generative media in real time.
I guess. I just think we're still obsessed with the plumbing. We're arguing about whether a token is a cent or a half cent while the models are still hallucinating the basic facts of the prompt.
That is such an exploring next take. You're just grumpy because the economics are moving faster than the benchmarks.
Maybe. But I'd rather be grumpy and right than optimistic and over budget.
Fair enough. I think we land on the same page, though. The token as a currency is basically a legacy interface. We're moving toward outcome-based pricing or just pure infrastructure plays.
Yeah, the token is just a proxy. A bad one. I'm fine with it dying.
Perfect. On that note, I'm going to go see if I can find some more infinite slop to watch. Catch you later, Wildflower.